This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation here on the Fan. Time now for a college football hump day darty with the Chief.
Yes, sir. Let's do this thing. Now, we are getting so much love when it comes to the spectator list there, Walchuk. The amount of love for chicken fighting and midget wrestling is just absolutely through the roof here.
Gee, I didn't want to say
the chicken fight in a pool. Did you ever do that?
Chicken fights
chicken
in the pool.
For sure. Yeah.
Absolutely. I can't imagine doing it on land. That would actually maybe even be more, it would certainly be more
dangerous.
Violent.
Yeah
more
it's got to go in the water.
Yeah.
Maybe on a trampoline.
There was always
maybe.
An injury on that chicken fighting.
Chicken fight. Well, you were always worried about the edges of the pool.
Yeah.
You're falling off and smashing your head on something.
Be careful there.
We did that in water volleyball too.
I would argue chicken fighting is the most overrated.
Grows on a shoulder, right?
Activity and I guess it becomes not so.
It's always kind of neat
the
when
set up.
It's super competitive, you know.
Yeah,
and they start to lose equipment.
Okay,
yeah.
I thought they were
like,
"Whoa,
wait, we got some equipment."
Like their jousting stick and stuff.
We get some equipment loss.
When
there.
It was like two dudes versus two dudes,
it was pretty consistently two dudes on two dudes.
Wow,
that's
what age?
I would never chicken fight.
Oh, geez, this was a few months ago.
12 to 18.
I would never chicken fight that way.
Come on, bro.
I mean, summer's just about over.
Let's kick their ass, man.
I'd never do that.
It was a good summer of chicken fighting with the bros.
Loser buys beer.
You guys got an issue? Take it to the pool.
All righty. We do have to look back before we look forward. Congratulations to Brian Broaddus' LSU Tigers, who have officially won 8 straight at home versus Ole Miss.
Yes.
So they're on a nice little home heater right there.
We might have knocked Ole Miss out of the playoff.
Mm-hmm. Might have.
Yeah. The guy that certainly Walchuk and perhaps even Broaddus want to be a future Cowboy, Ashton Jeanty, is now the leader for the Heisman and has 8 50-yard rushing touchdowns this season. No other college football team has more than 5 attempts to go over 50
yards.
When's
the last time a non-quarterback has won the Heisman Trophy?
I think it was DeVonta Smith.
That would be Alabama a good, that would be receiver. That'd be a very good guess.
It's a good pull, Walchuk.
Thank you very much, football guy of the day.
Yep.
Also, looking back before we look forward, Walchuk, you brought this to my attention, and I don't think we brought it to the air, but USC apparently allows fans to pay in the neighborhood of $1,500
that
to
was
run out
hilarious,
with the Trojans.
That Penn State guy doing
Dude,
it.
Dude, can you believe that? I thought I was getting ball sacked when I saw
no,
this.
No, it's true.
But it was true. So it's $1,450 to $1,800 to run out with the Trojans. They got no rules here. So you got this Penn State Nittany Lion fan that's just running out with the damn team.
Yes, and he videoed himself doing it.
Yeah, he
and
did.
He's in Nittany Lion gear. He's very obviously pulling for the road team at a home USC game. But USC's like, hey, we live in an NIL world where we're trying to cash checks like the rest of them. So we'll take dollars anywhere we can get it. If one of you schmoes wants to pay us $1,500 to wear an opponent's shirt and run through our tunnel, so be it. We're probably going to lose to you anyways. And they did. They did. It was a good game.
They did.
It was a good
they
game. Sure did. I actually was, the whole time I was giving them credit, I was like, I thought Penn State was going to push these dudes around like crazy. But that wasn't the case right up until the game really started to matter and then Penn State won it. But it is just, it's a funny visual seeing a Penn State fan
it is
in Penn State gear running out with the Trojans football team at USC. It's pretty awesome.
Economy doing good. It's like 40 people running out there.
Yeah, there were a handful.
That's a lot of folks, bro.
Yeah. I'm like, dude, you got to have some
bank in your pocket just to run out for that?
Some fun money to do something like that. No doubt about it.
Do you get to stay on the field? Or you got to go back into some seat somewhere.
And we'll see you get back in the bleachers. You go.
You got to get back to the suite.
Yeah, I'd assume you're back wherever you're sitting.
I don't think you get the sideline pass for the game because that would be a no-brainer, worth it deal.
Yeah.
Now for $1,500, you're hanging out on the sidelines during the game. No, that'd be awesome.
You give $25,000, you get a sideline pass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just so sideline weird pass, embarrassing.
Hot dog at halftime. Yeah.
We're doing this as a $1 billion business.
Maybe get the speech. Halftime.
Yeah.
This seems like something Jerry Jones would do, not like a major university for $40,000 a game day.
Yeah. Well, I mean, dude, you got Oklahoma State's putting QR codes on the back of their players' helmets. I mean, the heavy-handed nature of please give us your money in college football right now is at an all-time high.
You got to compete.
Cash app.
Yeah.
Cash app them while they're playing. For the dollars.
Exactly. Speaking of dollars, Georgia, Texas, cheapest ticket is $373. Most expensive ticket is just under $5,000. So that's where things stand. Georgia, Texas, going to be a big one. Last time they saw each other, Texas was alleging they were back, and Bevo was tearing up Uga.
Yeah.
So I do wonder if tempers.
I went to a Cotton Bowl game with Texas and Georgia play. Kevin Butler kicked a game-winning field goal 10-9 at the Cotton Bowl.
Oh, wow. Barn burner, huh?
Yeah, it was a barn burner.
It's been a After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Was 1957?
It was in the 80s.
Well, Georgia's the first team playing multiple AP top 5 matchups on the road in the same season since 1996. So they're it's a tall order. There's no question about it. But this is going to be a ton of fun. And they've been favored in 49 straight games. And they're obviously not going to be favored anymore. Wow. I think they're a 5-point dog now. It was like 3.5, but now it's
the lines move.
It's all just, now it's Texas as a 5-point favorite. Yeah, Georgia hasn't been a dog in 49 straight games. That's the longest streak in the nation, of course.
Mm.
So
then we have an Alabama streak that got broken the other day. Wasn't Alabama a home dog to Georgia? Didn't we have that?
They were.
And the first time the last time was 2007?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Even though once was. Like
the LSU
at kickoff,
yeah, it was.
I think it was a pick'em at kickoff, but yes, it was. It was Georgia as the favorite throughout the whole week leading up to the game and everything.
This is travel nightmares. What we're about to have in Austin this weekend, because you got that game, and you got the Formula One race in Austin the same weekend.
No way. The following weekend?
No.
Same weekend? Same day?
The qualifications and stuff, everything on game on Saturday, and the race is on Sunday. But you're in Friday through. So you imagine the hotels, and everything has got to be just completely booked.
That's going to be a madhouse in Austin.
Yeah, that's aggravation city right there. The A in Austin stands for aggravation this weekend.
Yeah.
Man, that is. How about F1? Trying to go toe-to-toe with the NFL football Sunday?
It drives me crazy trying to make my way through Austin because you have a choice. Do you want to sit in the middle of town on that giant ancient bridge?
No.
Or do you want to go around on the toll?
Dawson, I know you're terrified of heights.
Yes.
You just got to let somebody else drive and go around.
Yeah.
Make the go-around. Yeah. Now, the go-around, there's a go-around way that you can go that takes you right by the track. So you have to be worried about that.
Yeah, it's a nightmare.
Yeah.
Okay, but the idea that F1... is doing their big race on a football Sunday.
The rest of the world
when all of America has a date with Scott Hansen for 7 hours of commercial-free.
It will be watched.
The F1 fans a totally different bird.
Yeah, they care less about your NFL football.
Yeah, the, we care. But the rest of the country that or world that watches Formula One doesn't give a damn.
Yeah. Mm. Well, yeah, Ashton Genty is the favorite from a Heisman standpoint. Dylan Gabriel moved from tied to fifth to now up to second after the weekend that he had. Travis Hunter went from second to fifth because he has the injury concerns, and he's still banging the table for being a two-way player in the NFL. And it's just clear, dude, this is not a sport that allows for that.
No.
Not to this extent. Not that you can't be sprinkled in and out of this thing, but he was asked about the Heisman and should Ashton Genty be the Heisman over him. And he's like, dude, he's got 95 carries for 1,000 yards. If I had 95 catches, how many yards do you think I would have? That's like his rebuttal.
1,400? Yeah, about that. Yeah.
It's like, I guess if we're playing the ifs game, what is not an if right now is that you're banged up. And it's because you're doing something that is just... It's not possible in this type of sport. You can't be a full-time two-way player. I'm sorry. I love the mindset, though. I mean, you're talking about Travis Hunter being the polar opposite of Trayvon Diggs. So I'm not going to crap on Travis Hunter.
You gave him an A and the other guy an F.
Yeah, exactly. Only because I couldn't give him a G or whatever else.
What would you give Jordan Lewis, grade-wise?
Oh, Jordan Lewis, I'd probably give a B+. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, certainly. I don't know that anybody
is he the closest to an A that you would have on defense?
Yeah.
I mean, our guy Eric Kendricks has been pretty outstanding as well.
Kendricks has been good. I think, Overshown, when I was watching the All-22 against Detroit, Overshown still, to me, I was like, okay, he had some plays where I enjoyed what I saw there.
Yeah. I think Jordan Lewis, if you look for six games.
He's been your best, most consistent.
What would you give Hunter Lipke on the offense?
C+.
Yeah, when Lipke's been on the field, I've been impressed.
C+, Dawson?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's just okay.
I'd probably give him a B.
Yeah, I think Lipke's been good.
Yeah, no A's, right? No A's on the offense?
Can't give any A's.
No A's.
No A's.
No A's for this D, that's for sure.
Mm. Well, thank you, Chief. There it is, a college football hump day darty here in the nation. The 5 o'clock hour in the expressway is waiting for you. LA Live coming up at 5:40. What are we doing in the football's finest today, Eric?
We've got some good stats of the day for you. We have the CTE onsetting for this defender and move or rust next in the nation. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.